This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc Two on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, what's happening? It is that time of week again. Yeah, thank you indeed.
Oh my God. I've left the noisiest item that I could possibly have in my pockets under the mic.
Under the keys.
I'm going to have to move it during the show. I've got like a... When you become a dad, you have a lot more keys. I've just got like...
Why?
Key. I don't know.
Mate, is it for like locking naughty kids up?
I don't know. I just think like when you start getting into dad zone, you got a house, you got a shed, you got a garage, you got a car.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just got a lot of shit that needs locking.
Hang on.
I've got a shed that I put my bikes in.
Yep. Of course.
Like I've got a lot of extra shit.
I've got that kind of like puts you in the side of society as being a good person that contributes. Doc Brown, I've got one key. What does that say about me?
Yeah, I always know that I'm going to have limited like level ground with a man who's got like one key around his neck. Those type of dudes, you know. I just think, you know, I've been through more.
Yes,
I'm jangling like I've got an extra notch on my belt just to keep. My trousers were falling down because of the number of keys that I got.
I did have lots of keys before I moved here nearly a year ago now. I did have a lot of keys. I swear.
So it's more like a status thing for you, I think, because you're not like a kid.
No.
You know, but you've gone down to one key, so it's like the highs and lows of Hugh Joseph.
It really, really is. Yeah, back in a shed house.
Back on the one key, living that one key life.
Actually, it gets even better than that. I just moved into a share house with two people after living at my nan's.
Wow.
Where I again had one key.
Yeah, which wasn't even yours.
Which wasn't even mine.
It was nan's.
Shit.
Jesus.
This is really, what have I done?
I'm telling you, keys reflect the man.
Cool. You're absolutely right.
They do.
I think you're, even they're do. Annoying. They're annoying and they jingle. And how are you going to move them?
I hate my car key though. It's just huge.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I take the car, if I know I'm not using my car, take the car key off, my keys are a different proposition. I can put them in my front pocket. Doesn't look like I've got like a huge like wart or something, like some horrible growth. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they say though? Big
keys.
Big car.
Big car.
And then little
penis.
Dick.
Yeah. It's a classic. It really is.
Hey, welcome to FUBAR. It is Sarah,
guys.
Hugh,
sorry.
And Doctor. No,
just
not at
got
all.
Into like a key related intro.
Mate, it was very important. But we actually
it's life, yo.
Resolve some mystery.
Key life.
What you know about key life?
Hashtag.
Yes. Yeah, so we unfortunately Sarah Love is not going to make it in today. She's a little bit under the weather. So we miss you.
And we
love
wish you.
You
well. Get well soon, Sarah.
And get well soon. Get well soon. But me and Doc are going to be here holding it down for the next couple of
talking
hours.
Keys for 2 hours.
What you know about key life?
Key life.
And yeah, we're going to have all the regular goodness coming up for you today. We have Are You Taking the Piss? Of course, a bit later on in the show. And Doc, rap about anything.
Yeah,
hashtag.
Send me
tweet
a tweet, guys. Hey, guys. Send me a tweet, guys. Come on. There's raps to be had. Send me a tweet. Come on, guys. Oh, guys.
That's right. Every week, we take a topic from you, as chosen by you, Doc. Well, no, suggested by you, chosen by Doc. And then at the end of the show, Doc will he's going to write a rap about it.
That's right.
Get your tweets in now at FUBAR Radio. You can tweet us or hit us up on the Facebook as well. We can use the hashtag rap about anything so Doc knows what to look for. And you can get in touch with us any point during the show as well. Just you can email tuesdaydrive@fubarradio.com. Now, hey, Doc, there is something I did want to talk about because I thought this was actually pretty interesting. I thought you handled it quite well.
Go on.
This is about 10 minutes ago. We were just sitting outside the studio waiting to come in. And I'm from the lads before. Good job, lads, by the way.
Yeah,
loving
nice
that
one,
show.
Lads.
And,
nice one, kind.
And you were saying to me, you're like, wow, producer out there today, she looks... really good. Like, is it okay to say that?
She always looks good.
Is it okay to say that?
But today she looks exceptional. And I just, you know, how do you broach it without being creepy as a man?
Yeah, well, I think...
I think you just got to throw it out there straight away. Just first thing you do, you look amazing today.
Yeah.
And then just move on. You don't want to get into that, oh, my darling,
no.
You look wonderful tonight.
Yeah. And you don't want to do it too nervous either, like you're not too high-pitched and really loud. You look really good today! That was a good talk. Okay. Why am I sweating? Actually, you did come in sweating as well.
I did, yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
I always come in sweating, to be fair.
Well, look, from somebody else's perspective, you've just sat down on the couch sweating and just... and looked at one of the producers and gone, you look really good today.
It's out of breath. Oh, God. You look great. Is that wrong?
But, you know, I think it is definitely, it's in the approach. Obviously it's tricky in today's day and age working in an office where anything can be potentially misconstrued or something inappropriate.
Yep.
But I think the world's just gone too far out of whack. Like I was chatting to a friend of mine recently whose daughter is at primary school. And apparently, you know, have you heard it over here? Ba ba black sheep, have you any wool?
Yeah, that racist song, right?
The racist song. Yeah. Do you know what that's been officially changed to now? Ba ba grey sheep.
Ba ba grey sheep.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, when I say racist song, by the way, guys, I'm only joking. Yeah. That song, there's literally nothing wrong with it.
No.
Being a black sheep is cool. Like, Drez has made that clear in 1991. You know? You could get with this and all of that.
You can get with that. That's
black
right.
sheep, there's just nothing untoward about that song.
Yeah.
Baba black sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, three bags full. Like, it just, there's no focus on the colour of the sheep, really. Even though it's called Baba black sheep.
No.
The sheep's colour is irrelevant.
Absolutely.
You know? What we should be looking at is like songs that were like born out of like messed up slavery shit, like that one that Jeremy Clarkson was singing, like crack down on shit like that. Yeah. Baba black sheep, nothing wrong with that.
Well, little things like that. That's
just
exactly
got the word
point,
black in it. Like, who gives a shit? And it's about sheep. It's not even a metaphor.
It's about a sheep
for like black people.
No,
it's literally about a fucking sheep. Yeah. You know that by the next line. Have you any wool?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you asked anyone else on the street, do they have any wool? They're probably going to say no. There's a fair chance because they're
very
human.
Likely.
And if they do,
that's
a fucking another whole topic altogether. Yeah. They've got wool.
Black sheep, have you any wool? But that's the key line. It's not black sheep, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's your deal?
But that's my point. It's like, it's gone. She's gone too far today.
Yeah.
It's gone too far. Why not if you work with someone that you're friendly with and just go, hey, you look great today?
Yeah.
Nothing weird. You look. It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
I fucking hope you feel good about yourself, all right? You should. You deserve to.
I think we got, like, there's a little bit too much sensitivity in the world. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very important that we change the, like, aggressive language that we use regarding sexism, racism, homophobia. That much is clear. Mm. But I think you know? It's just like you remember when Eminem first came out and everybody was like, you had, like, all these people going at him, like, you can't say this, you can't say that. Seems crazy now, right?
Yeah.
With all the shit that we, like, you know, in this Rihanna age. But what always struck me was, like, can't you lot tell when Eminem's joking and when he's being serious?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the difference between, like, My Name Is and, like, Stan, for me, was always so clear.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think,
yeah, yeah.
like, tone is the key when it comes to talking about what's acceptable to say, what's not acceptable to say.
Yeah.
Tone is the key.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question.
And also, you know, the way you put all the words together, like, you know, maybe if you're going to say somebody in the office looks good today, don't go, first.
Yeah, the weird growl.
Do you know what?
Yeah, the kind of,
you actually look really good. And I mean that in, like, the most just, like, you know, completely, like, mutually respective way. You do look really good, though.
Those noises there change the tone.
How's said producer feeling about this conversation right now? Nervous.
Yeah, you did spot
red.
This debate.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, probably, you know, Sarah's absence always, it adds a little something, doesn't it, to the show?
It does.
Or it takes a little something away. It's a mixture of the two.
It is.
It's emotionally a different place.
It very, very is much so. Yeah. We're not going to get too boys.
No, we're not. But
we probably will.
No, we won't do that, guys.
We won't do that. No, guys. Not today, guys.
But righteous indignation, I think, is possibly what's missing when Sarah's not here. She's always got, like, a socially adept point to make.
She's a voice of reason on the show.
She is, yeah. And I like to undercut that. I'm sure you guys have noticed. If you guys are regular listeners, if you're regular listeners, I'm sure you would have noticed. But I do like an argument with Sarah. She's not here this week. She's ill. It would be wrong to argue with an ill person.
Well,
they're weak. They're physically weak, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've always, like, you know, fantasized about beating up heaps of kids in a group.
True.
Why?
True.
Why? I just think it'd be easier and fun.
Could do the same. Interesting.
Hey, actually, talking about kids, we're going to get stuck into this right up next for this week's No, They Didn't.
Oh, yeah,
you're not going to believe it. What has happened? It's pretty outrageous. We're going to want your opinion on this as well. And Doc, especially, I'm curious to hear from you because this is to do with kids.
As a man who owns children.
And you do own kids.
Yeah, I've got two that I own.
You bought?
I just had them valued, actually,
what did
last
you,
week.
What did you get?
Well, the older one is actually physically quite strong, so could move things, could be sent on errands,
yep.
Can do heavy lifting.
Heavy lifting.
And can speak, is almost bilingual, so could be used in a translation dealing situation.
Wow.
So I got great, great value for her. She's going for 95 to 99K.
Whoa,
yeah.
K?
Yeah.
I was thinking quid. Yeah. It's a kid. Kids are still pretty small.
The six-year-old is still very weak in the upper limbs.
Yeah.
We tested out her kicks.
Yep.
Her kicks were quite good. And then we covered her in this sort of body armor and released these hounds onto her, which she survived, but there was heavy bruising.
Heavy bruising. So that's going to devalue for sure.
Yeah, it's just devalued her right down. And now, she doesn't look so good.
Aww.
So I've only been quoted 10 to 15K for her. And that's still pretty good for a human being.
It's all right, but it's bad for everyone because now she's going to feel like she's let you down.
Yeah, she does. And I possibly shouldn't have just wailed on her as well.
anyway, we're going to find out some more in-depth parenting topics from Doc Brown coming up next. You're on Sarah Hugh on Doc 2 on FUBA.
Welcome.
All right, and we're going to keep... Sarah requested this song today, so let's do this for the dying...
Oh, she's not dying. She's just a little... She's under the weather.
Yeah, I really hope it's the latter. Yeah. I really, really... He's Jay-Z, Tom Ford. Y'all know y'all can fuck around. Hold up. Yeah, Jiggy Man on FUBA. Molly,
I rock Tom Ford.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Minus Sarah Love today. Unfortunately, she's a bit sick, but me and Doc will be with you.
I thought that song was called Time for It for ages.
Yeah.
You know how Americans say time?
Yeah.
It was time for it. I thought, what's he got time for? I don't know, but I like the tune. Then I read the sleeve finally.
Aww.
Tom Ford.
Oh, and what did you get? Tom
Ford.
Resolution by the end of it? Do you feel?
I feel complete. Me and Michael Payne did pretty much a whole show on stuff like that, so we won't dwell on it. What we really want to dwell on is this week's No They Didn't.
Well, oh my God, like No They Didn't.
People do some strange stuff out there in the world. There is no doubt about that. Doc Brown, what is going down?
I can't
this
wait for my own reality TV series. Yep. Motherfuckers do the funniest shit. this story really resonated with me. You know, for many reasons. It's personal to me. I've had exactly the same situation, but it does split people down the middle, which is always a good start for a No They Didn't. I think it involves a diner owner, a cafe owner. For those of you who speak English. her name is Darla Neugebauer, which you know where the fuck this happened.
Yeah.
Anyone called Darla Neugebauer has to be American.
Always from America.
She runs a diner in Portland, Maine, and she screamed in the face of a two-year-old because her parents ordered 3 pancakes to the table, didn't feed them to her, preferred to talk amongst themselves, and their daughter, two-year-old, screamed loudly, which is what two-year-olds do.
Yes,
they are legally allowed into restaurants, we should add. But the owner came out and screamed at the baby, and the parents obviously got up and left. Now, she felt that was the right thing to do. She says they probably won't come back, but their loss, because 75 other people in the diner were really fucking happy that they had silence.
Mm.
Now, my kids are not babies anymore. They do not scream on planes. They behave on planes. They behave in cafes. My kids are really fucking good.
Otherwise, you show them the key, one of the many, many keys, and one of the many places they may not be locked.
You know what this key means? the one with the skull head. No, basically, my kids are amazingly behaved because, very simply, my
They're
wife
scared.
Does an amazing job.
Oh, that was nice.
Now, this situation here, I know for a fact planes, buses, public places where there's young children who make noise, it gets people's backs up. But is this really acceptable to scream in the face of a two-year-old? What immediately when this story was brought to light and brought to my attention, it reminded me of May in Manhattan where my sister lives. I was visiting my sister. She was working, so I had her kids. She's got a baby and a youngster. And I had my kids, 9 and 6. And me and my wife went to a diner in downtown Manhattan, and immediately we could sense people don't want kids in there. Manhattan's not child-friendly. You all know that across the board. So I'm sure this has happened to a lot of New Yorkers, visiting New Yorkers. And basically, my niece saw a woman who's a friend of my sister's in the cafe, right? So she ran down the aisle to him. Now, the baby started squealing. when he saw her run, and then my two got up and ran after her, like, where's she going? And then they ran back. But on the run back, check this out, a bishop in full regalia with the big fucking hat and everything, who was sat there with a guy who looked about 25 years old, quite a feat, make of that what you will.
Right.
This bishop, he's like mid-60s, early 70s, screamed at one of my daughters, "Stop running!" Like that, right? Now, they freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, of course.
I saw this shit and did what any real man would do. Pretended it didn't happen and that I wasn't involved in any way. My wife, who never let shit slide, who will one day get me killed, got up and went over there with my little baby nephew in her arms and said, "How dare you shout at my kids?" And he said, "I'll tell you how I dare, because they're running up and down making noise. I'm trying to have a quiet lunch." And she said, "Look, I know that is unacceptable, and they went before I could stop them. I would have them behave. But do you know how scary it is to have some weird old man scream in your face when you're that young?"
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
So this argument even kicked off. Age. And this dude was so rude to her that I had to be a man, like an actual man, and get up and stand next to her going, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you lean over her shoulder and go, yeah?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
like what she's supposed to do to you.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, I did that. That's exactly what I did.
Good man. You did the right thing.
And she told him, "Hey, look, I know how to control kids." He was like, "You don't know how to control your children." She goes, "I know how to control kids." She goes, "I'm a mother and I'm a school teacher." And he goes, "Well, I shudder to think." He goes, "Oh, God forbid any child would have to be in your class." That's what he said to her face. And I thought, I'm going to knock this fucking bishop out.
Yeah.
So I was too angry to speak.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, God forgive anybody in your flock." Like that. And I was like, "Ooh, come back.
Yeah, that's a burner.
And,
burner.
Yeah. And then she took all the kids outside and she had a go at them for running up and down. And then she made them go back in and apologize to the bishop.
She stood her ground and then she took the higher ground.
Yeah. She's I mean, I was just woman. Like, this one was incredible. Woman. But at the same time, I still wanted to kill that bishop.
Of course.
There's different ways of dealing with the shit. That's the way I see it. It's not right for kids to be making up noise in a public place. Mm. It's down to the parents to control that shit. But there's ways of addressing it. Well, why didn't this woman go to the parents and say, "Please quieten down your kids or I'm going to have to ask you to leave"?
Well, that's
that would have been harsh, but at the same time, adult. She screamed in the baby's face. That makes her no better than the fucking baby.
Exactly that as well. And it's like, it's not appropriate at any point to yell at someone else's kids or physically, because essentially what this cafe owner has done here has physically intimidated and a child and put them in a very, very bad position where they're going to be completely terrified. And it's like you were saying, if you're in a restaurant or in any public place and the kid's losing control, the parents go to the parents and go, and you can, and they might be like, "Oh shit, sorry, we were just in conversation, we didn't really even realize. Oh my god, I feel really bad, da 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 da." But this lady, because what was her name again?
Darla Neugebauer,
because
she's American, guys,
apparently, as well. Like when the parents posted on the Facebook page of the restaurant going, like, "This lady is a complete nutter, blah, 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 blah." Mm. And then the owner, replied to them saying, you're lucky I didn't get physically threatening, because I was going to go head-to-head over this. I was going to go head-to-head over
Who
this.
Who is she going to punch?
I don't know. But she does look like a small professional wrestler. I've got to be like, shit. So I'd say there's a fair bit of chicken-induced testosterone probably it played a big part of this.
So listen, guys. the crazy cafe owner bitch. Yeah. And bishops aside, where do you stand on kids in these public places, in cafes, on planes? Does it drive you up the wall? Do you want to punch a kid? You can be real with us. We will not report you to the authorities.
No.
I've wanted to punch children many times, mainly my own. Yeah. I've held back, but I've also screamed in the face of children. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You've got to calm your shit down.
Yeah.
Where do you stand? Like, do you think all kids should be banned from places where adults are the main beneficiaries, the main recipients, the main members of public in that arena? Or do you think there's a world where we can share everything with families. I mean, I personally, as a father, don't think kids should be in pubs. I think pubs are an adult establishment.
Yeah, for sure. But I think with a restaurant, like people...
Restaurant's different.
People are there, like, say...
You've got to be allowed to go and have a meal with your kids.
Well, even specifically a restaurant, people are there to generally, quietly... enjoy a meal and have a chat and da-da-da-da-da. If you get too rowdy in a restaurant, everybody's going to stop and stare.
Yeah.
Everybody will stop and stare regardless of how old you are, da-da-da-da-da. So, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea. Just to play devil's advocate here. Okay. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea to have have child-allocated restaurants and go, look, you know, there are some restaurants where kids aren't allowed.
They kind of have that. They don't make it black and white. But there's some places like, say, Giraffe, which is quite a big chain.
Yeah.
That's all down with the kids, you know, like it sort of they've got, if you go into a restaurant where they've got colouring sheets and interactive menus and crayons and shit, you know what they're trying to say. They're saying, we welcome families.
McDonald's, you know?
We welcome families. So, you know, I think the members of the public should play it by ear, but I'm quite interested to know from our listeners, do you have a hardline stance on either side?
Yeah.
Do you think kids should be allowed everywhere, or do you think there should be a blanket ban on these little shits and you should be able to enjoy yourself and parents can kiss your ass? I'd love to hear from you.
Just areas. Just certain, you know, designated. It sounds really like, when
should
I say it, when it comes out,
when
it comes out of my mouth, I know how bad it sounds. But like, you know, even on airplanes and stuff, like, you know, obviously you got a crying baby next to you and you're there and da da da. Shoot, why not have like areas on the plane where it's like you can have kids in one spot and not kids in one spot, and then you get the choice.
Interesting.
So I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yeah, there should be. But that's just my opinion.
Separate, but
and
equal.
I'm not a parent. Mm. In fact I got one key, so there's no way I'm gonna be able to give the same opinion as you, Don, because you've got kids and heaps of kids.
Yeah.
But we want to hear from you. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Should there be allocated spots for kids in public, i.e., you know, restaurants, we're talking stuff like that, where adults go to, you know, generally just converse quietly or do what they want to do
with
each other?
Should there be a caged, soundproof area?
Should there be? I'd say probably yes. I'd say very likely yes. Mm. But we want to hear from you. Get in touch and we'll get all your feedback. We've already got actually a bunch of tweets coming in now. It's at FUBAR Radio. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it shut down. Touched the road and it shut down. Boy, better know when it shut down. There you go.
Trust me, daddy.
Yo, tomorrow I'm going to come scoop you. We'll go to business.
Man. Me and Michael Payne, we were at Lovebox on Friday. We ate Skepta's donuts. Someone came up Payne and goes, hey, man, can you hold these donuts for Skepta? And then actually Adam, the producer, was there as well. And we all looked at each other and went, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, no sweat at all. Thanks for that.
Wow, beef.
And we just found out as well that the whatever that song was playing before was programmed from the last show. So
and it
technical
was called
difficulties.
Sex Dwarf.
Yeah, which are cool, man. Like
Sex Dwarf. You're my sex dwarf.
Oh, no, I'm Welsh. That's really fucked up. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away, unfortunately, today. Mm. And we are talking about, should kids be banned from some certain public spots like... like restaurants, maybe some trains, maybe things like that.
Or is the compromise a kid's sort of holding area?
A holding area with muzzles.
Soundproofing, muzzles, cages, shackles.
Well, we want to know because obviously kids, especially toddlers, they scream, they cry, they get rowdy, they can be, it's quite disruptive
they
for other people.
Sometimes.
They do shit.
So you're trying to eat and then there's like suddenly a shit next to you. Like that's... That is an appetite killer all day long.
Oh, God. A big story's come out of the States. Well, it's gone quite viral now around the world where a restaurant owner screamed in the face of a two-year-old kid and now is trying to get kids banned from a restaurant. Now, we all agree here, screaming at a kid, under no, especially when it's not your kid, screaming at someone else's kid in their face under any circumstances is completely not okay.
Yeah.
But what we want to focus on here is, you know, are you with this lady? Do you think kids should be banned from, you know, screaming and crying and carrying on in some certain spots? Or should they just be free to roam, like free-range chickens on a farm, you know, and not be cooped up? Doc, you got kids. You think they should be free to roam? I think it's probably not a bad idea to have areas, to be honest.
I think that you've got to look at the situation. You know, there's, if you're in a place where it's like 100% adults and someone rolls in with their baby talking about, I need a high chair, I need this, I need that, and the kid's screaming out of place, it's just like, why did you come here?
Yeah.
This is not the place for you. Like, pick your spots, you know? It's a tricky one, man. I'd love to hear some of the listeners' views.
Definitely.
Because it's one of those things where I'm interested in both sides, despite having kids myself. Like, there's some places I just think, I'm not bringing my kids here.
Yeah.
Like Glastonbury. I went Glastonbury. I didn't bring my kids to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
It's mental.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't care that there's a kids' zone in Glastonbury. Who cares?
Yeah.
The rest of the zone is, like, sky high on fucking a cocktail of drugs, sex, and unsuitable music. Why would you bring kids into that zone? It's just making parenting harder.
What about this, though? Because I know quite often you got to do like little white lies to kids and stuff like that. Because my sister's got, I've got two nieces and two nephews. So I spent a lot of time with them over the years. And I know you got to sort these little tactics. You got to do like little bribes, little tactics, little white lies. Couldn't it work in your favour when your kids want to go somewhere to a restaurant or out for dinner somewhere? And you go, sorry, baby, you're banned from there. You're banned. Are you banned from the Mr. Whippy
They got
van.
The Polaroid of your
you're
face
banned.
In the window.
You're banned from. Baby, you're banned. I'm sorry, baby. All right, we wanted to hear from you. What's your opinion? Should kids be banned or not from certain public spots? You can tweet us anytime at FUBAR Radio. We want to hear from you. This is Emily from Brixton. She says maybe perhaps the cafe owner shouldn't have screamed at the baby, but babies cry. You just got to deal with it. No, they shouldn't be banned.
Mm.
That's what she says. It's true.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I think get at the parents. You know, if the kid is like under sort of 12, like I think at 12 and up, like you can directly go to a kid, say, stop being a dick. I think that's fair if they're being a dick. But like under that age and they're being a dick and the parents are there, you just go straight to the source.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? If you walk into your house and you've left the tap on and there's a huge puddle like forming on the floor with the tap, you don't go down and start mopping up the puddle. The first thing you do is turn off the flipping tap.
Oh, I was thinking the first thing you do is scream at the kid. I was thinking that, but fair enough. There is that too, Doc. There is definitely that too. We got Tim from Bromley has tweeted us at FUBAR Radio. I'm sorry, but when I'm on the tube or train and there is a screaming or annoying child on there, I just can't deal with it. Don't get me wrong, kids can be lovely, but on public transport, I just turn and hate every child. Whoa. Mm. So, yeah, he reckons definitely child designated spots.
So I hate you.
Whoa, I mean, I guess...
Future suicide bomber.
Oh, I know, yeah, a little bit scary. That was almost as frightening as seeing my 39-year-old male flatmate yesterday listening to Avril Lavigne. That was just as frightening.
That is terrifying.
That was a really terrifying moment, but that's another
conversation. Was he sort of bopping along to it? Or?
Yeah, he was in there jamming out.
He was just in the
and
zone.
And I just walked past and I was like, hey, just quietly, are you listening to Avril Lavigne?
Skater boy.
I was like, cool, all right, that's all I wanted to know. Anyway, that kind of frightened me a little bit, like Tim. But I mean, I think he's got a good point though, where public transport's a big one as well. Because especially say coming, for me, I've only really been dealing with the tube since I've lived here a year ago, moved here a year ago, and it's very much like you don't look at anyone, try not to make any noise, you don't do anything like that. Mm. So that is a very separatist type of thing on the tube. So I mean, screaming kids. That's about as noisy and about as disruptive as you could probably get, really.
Yeah, although loud techno kids and shit on people's earphones, just like, turn that shit down.
Yeah.
Like, turn it down a bit. It doesn't need to be... If I can hear it and I'm at the other end of the row, then it's too loud. It's too loud for you. Like, if you turn that down 50%, you'd still be enjoying it.
Mm. Yeah.
And those people definitely haven't got kids.
Yeah, no, they don't.
But they don't give a shit about their noise pollution.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then there's the food pollution, guys. Just eating some gross shit right next to you.
Yeah.
Not closing their mouth when they chew.
Oh.
And there's the BO pollution, guys.
Oh.
None of these people have children, but yet, like, they, if a kid comes on, they'll be the first ones. Shut your kid up.
So but what you're saying, you're thinking that kids are specifically picked on. There is a lot of things out there in life that are very disruptive.
I genuinely do feel that people roll their eyes, like, when I walk into a fucking place with my kids. And what bugs me about it is, weren't you a fucking kid once?
Mm.
Like, how do I know what kind of kid you were?
Imagine
if you're the
weren't.
Kind of person who screams in a kid's face, you were probably a prick as a kid.
Definitely.
You just don't remember it. Mm. You don't remember being disruptive. You don't remember ruining every fucking outing that your parents went on because you were a little shit.
Yeah.
You know? I have to say, I'm very proud of my kids. I can take them to most places and they don't cause any kind of disturbance. I understand that kids are irritating. But just remember, just think back. You must have been a child at some point.
All right, I got one
must
for you. Must have then. Been. I got one for you. Because
I'd say almost 100% of the time.
Yeah, because
an adult that you meet was a kid once.
Yeah. Well, Maybe 100% is probably a bit too much, but I see that you're trying to make a strong point. I appreciate that. 100% is a bit too much. So what about this damn question for you? So you're you got two kids, you're married. If there was a restaurant that was only for, I don't know, adults, say people maybe say 16 and over, no kids, would you be like, thank fuck, and go out of my way to go there because you can't, you know, there's not going to be any kids there?
I definitely like going, like, if I haven't got my kids with me, I definitely like going to places where there's absolutely zero kids. Like, yeah. I don't want to be reminded of parenthood. I want escapism.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I'm going out around my kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, then there's other days where you just think, this would be, it would be lovely to spend the day trundling around with my kids, going to a family event, you know? So, for example, on Sunday, I went to the open-air festival in Brockwell Park. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And there was families all over the place. But I think, you know, an open air thing, like a kid being noisy, you don't really notice it. It's more about enclosed spaces,
closed
isn't
spaces,
it?
Closed spaces, yeah.
Enclosed spaces where you feel like there's no escape from this little wailing machine.
Ban them all. All right, we'll go to hear what you're saying now. This is from Oliver. He's in London. He tweeted us at FUBAR Radio. You can too, anytime. Give us your opinion on this. Oliver says, my mum and dad always tell me a story of when me and my siblings were younger in a little chef. What's a chef?
Little chef.
What's that?
It's like a really shit motorway diner.
Right.
It's
okay,
only
gotcha.
On motorways. You can't find it like in a town.
Right. Okay.
It's like trying to find a Morley's in North London.
No, right.
It doesn't exist.
The little chef on her way back from a heaven holiday, and he was busy chatting up the waitress. My brother was digging in a plant pot. My sister was getting spaghetti over her face. My mum and dad just sat there and let us get on with it. But the waitress told my mum that we were lovely children. Right. Okay.
Nice twist at the
end.
Yeah,
there was a very nice twist. I didn't ask there was going to be some abusive of some nature.
Tim Joshua on Twitter, I am Tim, says that growing up, when he was growing up, it was normal for any adult to tell him off if he was misbehaving in public.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess he's talking about the 80s here, maybe. And he says today, as an adult, it's a lot more tricky. You've got to approach their parents to discipline them.
Definitely.
I think that's a good development, to be honest. Like, I remember in the 80s people shouting shit at me.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever enjoyed it.
No.
I think you're cruising for a bruising as well. It's going to be a fight.
Definitely.
Because, if there's a kid fucking acting up, chances are his parents are not the best, you know? So then if a stranger screams at the kids, then all of a sudden, then the parents are going to be like, don't you fucking discipline my kid. And then all hell breaks loose.
Well, that's exactly right. And so when you're a parent, the very, very most hated thing you can hear is people giving you advice on how to parent your kids. It's like, what?
I've got that in Manhattan all the time.
Yeah.
All the time people come up to me, hey, is that your kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't think that would happen in London. Or if it does, it would be a fight.
Is that your kid? It's 8 years old. Should the kid be driving? What, man? Do you know how much I've been drinking? It would not be responsible of me to drive a car
there
right
you
now.
Go. Think about the angles.
Here we go, David in London. We just read out David. We've got another one here.
David, stop bugging us.
Fuck off, David. Jesus. This is from an anonymous one here. They didn't want to leave me that. This is growing up, it was normal for any adult to tell me off if I was missed. Oh no, you just read that one.
That's Tim.
Jesus Christ. Here we go.
Jesus.
Third time lucky.
Thank you,
Abby Redding. Hello, Abby.
You're new.
Thanks for tweeting us at FUBAR Radio. Kids that play out loud music on their phones are the worst. Like, why can't they go and buy headphones? And it's always people playing shit music. I've never thought of, tune.
It's tune, isn't it? It's never, you never hear, like, some Stevie Wonder or some shit. It's always...
What just happened?
I don't know. I think it was one of the songs from the playlist from the last show.
Did you have one of your famous Dog Breezy blackouts?
I might have done.
It is true, though. It is true. I mean, kids, it's a tough one. Kids in public. I was going through Victoria Park. I just moved to Bow recently, going through Victoria Park the other day. And boom. And a lady was with her kids, and the kids were all screaming, we're going to be late. We're there. Fucking screaming at each other. All screaming. And then the mother says, we're not. I've organised this play date. We're going to be half an hour early. I'm getting you there early. And the kid was so angry. And she's like pointed out a sign on the tennis courts and says, what's a kiosk? And I'm like, you stupid little, who's going to fucking trust you with timekeeping when you don't even know what kiosk means, you dickhead? Look at you, six or something. So stupid.
Yeah, that's why they're kids, because they're stupid.
Thank you very much.
That's why they're still kids.
That's exactly right. Mm. All right, what are we going to say? We're pretty much, it's pretty much 50-50 on this one. I think most people are pretty much down the middle.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. It is a tough one.
Should kids be banned from public full stop? Probably. Probably. Just saying. Hey, we're going to get into Sepp Blatter up next. He's been showered in money. So showering Sepp Blatter in money and getting up him all in the same sentence. It's pretty fucked up. So we're going to do that next. Right after Missy on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh on Doc 2. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away today. She's sick, unfortunately. But we hope you're doing all right, darling, and we miss you. Hopefully she'll be back very, very very soon. Hey, Doc, did you see, I saw a suggestion just coming through for Doc Tweet, Doc Rap About Anything.
Go on.
Which is, it's just good. It, you know, it means somebody is listening and really, really feeling the way that you say, going.
What's he written?
This is from Terry. He's tweeted us at FUBAR Radio using the hashtag Rap About Anything. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Maybe Doc can rap about kids being loud in restaurants.
It's not. Hey, listen, that's actually a great suggestion.
It is. It's a really good one.
I don't think we ever tied in the No They Didn't as well.
No.
Into the Rap About Anything. Might as well.
What do you reckon?
Do you know what I mean? It's a topic of debate.
It is.
There's many strong feelings.
Many.
All those things mean they make for a great rap.
They do. And you've got kids. You've got kids too. So you can, this is what that's.
Maybe I'll start working on that. And unless you've got a better idea than Terry and his guys, then, I might rap about that. If you think you've got something better, then hit us up. You could email us at tuesdaydrive@foodbarradio.com or get on the Twitter @foodbarradio or hit me up at DocBrown88 or Hugh. Like, whoever you like.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to get in touch. There's no excuse.
You can fax me directly on double
Telegram.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Yeah, do it.
Tag my house. I don't give a shit.
What's going on in the news at the
moment? Well, look,
he's got all the papers laid out, all the broadsheets.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do like shuffling papers. I don't have many keys, so this makes me feel important. But you were at Glastonbury. Did you see when Simon Brodkin, Lee Nelson, did you see when he stormed
I was
Kanye?
Actually with Simon. Hours before.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that now.
And obviously he didn't let on. But yeah, he suddenly appeared on the Kanye stage. It's been well documented. But he's back.
He is back. Now he's gone after Sepp Blatter. So this was, it's pretty big news, of course, now. But this is, if anybody doesn't know yet, Sepp Blatter was giving, they were giving a big FIFA conference the other day. And then Simon Brodkin had managed to get into the actual press conference. And then just before they'd even started, he went up, put a big wad of cash, fake $1 bills on the desk. Mm. And then Blatter was like, security, help me. I'm Sepp Blatter. Help me.
Where is my security?
And then. And then Simon Brodkin threw all the big wad of cash at him and said,
that
"Here
felt
you go."
Like, you know what? That felt like an iconic image somehow.
Yeah.
When you see the photos, it looks amazing.
It does, doesn't it?
Because like all the if you don't follow the news, then you wouldn't know about all the crazy shit that's been going on in FIFA in the past few months. But a lot of when the news broke, and like I think it was like 14 of the highest executives in FIFA were about to be arrested. There were so many mock-ups on the front of so many papers of FIFA with money, football with money, money's ruining the game. I think probably someone would have tried to Photoshop the image that is actually now real of Sepp with money raining down. It's a fantastic image. For me, it's the best thing Brodkin's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because obviously, he messed around with the England team. Mm. But, I love football and I support England. You know, he messed around with Kanye. Kanye's a bit of a dick, we all know that, but I love his music. Mm. I hate Sepp Blatter.
Yeah, absolutely.
With every bone in my body.
Yeah.
And his entire organization is corrupt, and you could quote me on that. Him allegedly, I don't know, is the boss of the equivalent of a flipping extortionate, dripping, corpulent, disgusting pit of wealth and greed. And it's nice. It's just nice to see that awkward moment. Really, really amazing. But how the hell does he get in these places?
I know, man. Yeah, you got to admire the hustle of that. He's done some pretty amazing things now.
If I steal something from a petrol station, my Polaroid is in the window.
Exactly.
I'm not going back. Like, this guy, everything he's done has been so well documented around the world. Why don't people know his face?
I don't know. He's got to be running out of options, though. He's going to have to do something about it. I like as well, when he's getting dragged out by security, some broken throws the wad of cash, and then he goes, there you go, that's for my North Korea 2026 campaign. That's
North Korea.
Bang! I was like, yeah, good on you, jokes, man. It's bloody funny, though, but yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Like, I think it's amazing how he still manages to keep being able to do all these things.
Yeah. What's the deal? Is there someone going, oh, God, say, yeah, God, get him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an inside man at all of these events?
Oh, it must be.
If you're the inside man, hit us up, email Tuesday Drive at FUBARradio.com. What's your deal?
Do you reckon there was at any point though, Sepp Blatter would have, he obviously was quite confronted about it, but he would have been also, his eyes would have shot up. Oh, money! Oh, yeah!
Just for a moment, he was like, and then he was like, security.
North Korea, I can do that.
And actually, he did this really indignant thing, didn't he? After Simon was taken away, he went to the other mic, Sepp Blatter, and he said, I'm not continuing this press conference until there's a cleanup. We need to clean up over there.
Yeah.
That's what he said. We need to clean up over there. Oh, which God. Is his code for saying, check if it's real. If it is, I'm dressing room 419.
Oh, God. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
What's so strange about that song?
What?
Is Kendrick got in a lot of trouble? Like he performed the song at the Grammys recently, and actually I might be wrong, it might have been the BET Awards, and there was this huge backlash, and the authorities cracked down on him for this like horrific anti-police sentiment. I was thinking, what are they talking about? And then I realized in the chorus he says, "And we hate Popo, wanna kill us dead in the street for show," and he had to go on talk shows defending himself and all this stuff. And I just thought, is that really the worst thing that's been said in a rap, like over the past few years? All it was just on a really like a mainstream level.
Yeah, exactly.
And people freaked out.
Yeah.
And I just thought, geez, like of all the rappers to have a go at.
Yeah.
Like his stuff's so positive.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, yeah.
There's songs on that album about like racial equality and loving each other. So it's almost like a hippie diatribe. You
know? Well, you're definitely one of the most thoughtful rappers for a long time.
Rihanna's stringing up a naked bitch from a meat hook and beating her until she's like on the edge of death just because bitch better have my money.
Yeah.
That's fine. But this guy,
he hates cops.
He actually said he didn't like Popo. He doesn't like Popo.
Oh damn! You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah's away today, unfortunately. Hey, if you just tuned in for the first time, or you feel you're a long time listener and you're feeling the show, don't forget go onto FUBARradio.com and you can check out all the podcasts from all the shows.
There's so many good shows as well.
I mean,
obviously ours is the best, but there's so many other shows that are almost as good that are worth checking out as well.
Absolutely, yeah, there really is tons and tons. I mean, we've had so many crazy guests on this show as well. I mean, obviously recently had Lewis Parker, we've had Pharoah Monch, we've had Pete Rock on this show. So go back through and check out all the podcasts because they're all available on the website right now. And you can tweet us anytime as well, FUBAR Radio. Get in touch and let us know what you're up to as well. Now, not too far away now, I was hanging out yesterday with some of the cast of Sharknado. Sharknado 3 is just about to air on Thursday night this week. So I'm going to give you all the details of that up next right after Beat Nuts.
Beat Nuts!
Yeah, no equal. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away today, unfortunately. We hope you're getting better, darling. Hey, Doc Brown, Sharknado. Have you seen any of the Sharknados yet?
What is this, a franchise? There's more than one?
There is more than one, my friend. No, they're incredible, mate. Absolutely.
So the concept is there's a tornado that sucks up sharks and then it spits them out at you? Or?
Yes. Now, and basically, like, the whole premise of these movies is that they're so ridiculous and almost, almost so bad that it's hilarious and amazing and completely enthralling. And they're just being, like, this absolutely huge worldwide phenomenon. They're so massive, man. People just go absolutely crazy.
How many are there?
How many
Sharknado films?
Well, the third one is just about to be premiered on this Thursday, actually, on Sci-Fi.
3D?
3D, sure. Why not? Want to see a 3D shark flying out of your face? No, it's coming. It's onto TV.
Straight onto TV.
But they're so funny. Literally, it is like what Doc was saying. If you haven't seen the Sharknadoes yet, it's literally like a tornado sucks all these sharks out of the ocean, and then they just cause bloody havoc. We can imagine.
Well, they would do.
You could imagine that, right?
They would do.
That would cause havoc. But they are classic. Like, these films are really, really funny. Like, you know, without spoiling too much, I'll spoil a little bit. Like, you know, there's scenes where like people, you know, jump into the mouth of a shark with a chainsaw and then cut their way out the back of it.
Nice.
Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
It's everyday shit.
Everyday shit.
I like everyday shit. Good that you can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, well, yeah, the third one, as I said, shit's about to come out this Thursday, 10 p.m. on Sci-Fi, Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no! Right?
That's the subtitle?
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
So it's Sharknado 3. Sharknado 3 : oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
That's classy.
They are really, like, if you haven't copped any of these films yet, I really can't recommend them enough. Like, they really
are amazing.
I imagine,
like, there's certain scenes that begin with like a frat boy pool party.
Something like that, exactly.
And you kind of like, you just put you put two and two together. You know where it's going. One jock being a real dick.
Yeah.
You know where he's going to end up.
He's going to get eaten. And the good thing about these movies too is they have so many cameos, and, you know, always have all the big stars, and you can pretty much guarantee cameo is going to lead to someone getting either eaten by a shark or smashed by a shark or squashed by a shark or something like that. Mm. So some of the new ones, the Hoffs, he's doing a cameo in this one. Jerry Springer, a bunch of other people. Bo Derek.
Jerry Springer.
Heaps. I know Jerry Springer. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, damn. All right.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. yeah, it's really, really good. So, yeah, they were doing. I yesterday morning went out on a boat, on basically a speedboat with Jedward.
Where was this?
This was on the Thames, on the Thames yesterday morning, and it was like a little speedboat thing with covered in sharks. So sharks were chasing the speedboat. That's what it looked like. I'm not even kidding you. Like, there was a big crowd of people up and down the Thames watching this thing flying around.
God bless PR companies.
No, it was actually genius. It was a really, really fun morning. So, yeah, I caught up with Jedward on the boat. Here's that chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, look who I found. Jedward,
g'day, buddy. You're down out of your surfing in Australia.
G'day, guys. You're right. Yes. I am. That was a good guess. Good guess.
We're here on our boat, which we bought ourselves and put sharks on it. That's how we row, because everyone has normal boats, and we wanted to like be ultra cool. And we especially made these. Put the blood there.
We wanted to stand out. We wanted to show the people of London.
And there just so happens to be this movie as well called Sharknado 3, which is on Sci-Fi like this week. Like it's on.
Oh,
like,
well, no, we'll get into that in a sec. We'll get into that first. Talk about Jedward. So obviously John and Edward, how did you come up with Jedward?
Well, basically we are John and Edward, and because on a t-shirt you want it to be catchy and
you
pushy.
Can't copyright or trademark John and Edward, so we decided to trademark Jedward. Amazing, love it. What have you guys been doing? What's been happening in the last? Because obviously busy with music, you're doing TV shows, you got your kids shows.
Even if we're not in the UK, we're either in Australia, Canada or Ireland or all the European countries. Guess what? We went to 17 countries literally in like 10 days, like 2 weeks ago. We went to Budapest, Portugal, Estonia, Milan, Germany, and so on and so forth. And it was really great. We literally flew into each country just to say hi to people. And it was really a success. And Finland, like, it was like the security guards, they had guns and everything. They were like, oh my God, these guys are here. And there was girls screaming and crying. And we met them all and got pictures of them all.
Oh, that's. And what about music wise? Obviously, you guys doing the song for Sharknado.
Me and Edward, like, We've had three albums, and we're always just experimenting with different sounds. We had a whole album that was pop and rock, and then we have loads of songs. We have slow songs, rock songs, pop songs, Jedward songs. But the thing about it is, like, now we write and produce our own songs. We always make our own songs and make our own videos, because, like, it's so complicated when, look, you co-write with different people and everyone has a hand in the pie, and people want to do this and people want to do that. So now we just do everything ourselves. We just do music in school and everything. So now we just make our own songs, write our own songs, and I think we're doing pretty good that we've got one of our first songs in the movie.
It's so weird because, like, other boy bands and stuff only have, like, one song. It's like, okay.
And we have, like, two
videos. But we're not even
out.
A boy band. We're not just Jedward.
You're twins. Yeah. Do you feel each other's pain? Like, if I do that, do you feel that?
I feel it.
No.
You punched my... You're supposed to hit Brooke. That's what it is. Okay, no more boxing. We don't want any bruises. But yeah, yeah, we do. We feel like vibes and stuff like that. I wouldn't physically, if you box me, I wouldn't like hit him. So he'd hit you back. He'd get...
Absolutely.
I'd be here crying on the ground. He'd be like, yo, hit a John.
I'm a pacifist anyway. I've got no interest in that kind of stuff. Hey, I'm Sharknado. So this is amazing. I love Sharknado. It's crazy. For any people that haven't seen it before, it's such a huge cult following. It's massive. Basically, Sharknado, there's a tornado with sharks, all right? And sharks fly everywhere, and they just eat everyone, and it's pretty incredible. So you must be very excited to be involved.
I think it's really good because you could be in a massive blockbuster that millions is spent on, but like this is such a well-known franchise, and it's really cool that we're here, and Tara Reid's in it, and she's like ultra cool. I think the great thing about it is something that could, that just like, people can hang out with their friends and go, oh, did you see that? And just have a laugh. Yeah, it's just a really good thing that, like, you can talk to your friend after seeing it. You can go into work and you can be like, did you see Sharknado? And everyone's like, whoa, did you see Sharknado? And everyone's like, yeah, I saw Sharknado.
You got people that, oh, I don't like it or this, I don't like it.
But then you might go into work and be like, I saw this movie. And everyone's like, what's that movie?
And it's really serious. They're like, there's a Sharknado coming. I gotta call the prayer. I've been eating. I've been inside that shark. I got a chainsaw and I'm gonna take it down.
So good. Like, don't want to spoil the ending for the first film, but I'm gonna spoil the ending for the first film. Literally, the hero goes, jumps inside a shark with a chainsaw and cuts his way out. Boss move. Yeah. Boss move.
Yeah, best GIF ever.
Now, just talking about Tara Reid, good name drop there. Now, she's a friend of yours, I know that. Did she get you this part? I heard that she did.
Well,
basically, there's actually a long story behind the scenes that we don't ever have to reveal because it's personal and private. But anyway, we end up so happened to be in Florida at the same time as Tara filming the movie, and we were front page news a couple of times for Jednado and the star and stuff like in Ireland. So we're just there. They're like, okay, let's put you in it. Let's get you in it. And they knew like the reaction and our fans and stuff like that. It's gone forever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Anyway, moving on. We're in it now. We have our cameos. But most importantly, because we do music, we actually got our song in it, which is great. Do it at the end.
Hey, so guys, shark pop quiz.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. They're all true or false. We're going to make it easy. It's Monday. We don't want to do anything too heavy. First one, true or false? A baby hammerhead shark can actually be used as a hammer.
False. True.
It's false. That's actually shark abuse. That's straight up shark abuse. You cannot do that. You cannot do that at all.
Their
eye would be getting whacked. You couldn't do that. It would be blinded straight away.
All right, next one. True or false? Flake is a species of shark that is born with a crusty, battery, crispy outer layer that's delicious and great with chips. True or false?
False.
Ooh.
False.
True, maybe.
No. Battery? Battery.
Like, no, you're right. It's false. Again, that's shark abuse. Shark abuse. You can't do that.
Amazing.
Right.
Yeah. Free the sharks. Save the sharks. Even though they eat everyone, free them. Save them. Do their own thing. Let them eat more people.
That's right. Okay, the first original pool shark was best friend of Jaws and sponged off him all the time when Jaws got famous. Think like Entourage.
Yeah,
and he would literally just lay by a pool getting drunk all day. Yeah. Right? And that's where the phrase comes from. Watch out. He's a pool shark.
Oh,
true
okay.
or false?
I think it's false because Jaws has no friends.
I'm just going to say true because I'm saying false a lot. Even though it's false, I'm just going to say it's true.
Really good time to pick true because that one was true, I think. Possibly.
Well, you kind of explained it a lot, so maybe I was thinking it was true, but then I was like, whatever,
just
say false.
All right, here we go. I've got a couple more. Sharks don't actually like the taste of humans. They just eat us because it's really funny to them. It's kind of like a running joke.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, really.
How
do you know that? Like, it's not like anyone's ever had to sit down with a shark and go, hey, yeah. And,
how do you feel? Yeah. How do you feel? Yeah. How do you feel, shark?
Probably because they just, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can sort that out for you. Jed, we're now, see, is Sharknado 3? Oh, hell no. It's on Thursday, 23rd of July, 10 p.m. on Sci-Fi. I cannot wait.
What are you hiding under your hat?
I will never tell. You can't catch me.
We'll leave your hat.
No, you can have a look. Go on.
It's terrible.
It is. A couple of the grey ones.
There we go.
Jedward, thanks so much for your time, guys.
Awesome.
Really appreciate
it. Peace and love, everyone. I'm John Edward.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, absolute legends. Can't thank them enough for having me on their on their speedboat yesterday morning along the Thames. It was so much fun. Definitely take my advice. If you haven't seen it yet, check out Sharknado 3. Airing this Thursday, as we said, 10 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Do yourself a favour. And make sure you check
what
it out.
What did Jedward do in the movie exactly?
They got a cameo, man.
Pop up, get eaten. Just wanting to get eaten.
I'm going to say it's quite likely. I'm going to say it's quite likely they just pop up and get eaten.
So definitely worth watching.
It's Beastie Boys, pass the mic. Hey, my friend nearly got arrested the other night while I was DJing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that up next. It nearly went very pear-shaped. Yeah, I'm FUBAR. It's Sarah Hugh and Doc Two.
Sarah is away.
Sarah's away today, sick, unfortunately. She'll be back very, very soon. I just got an email from her saying she's all right. She's okay. She'll be back next week, which is very, very cool. Hey, it's nearly time for Are You Taking the Piss Tuesdays, which means it's your opportunity to let us know what has been pissing you off this week. What has been making you say, are you taking the piss? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, and we're going to give you a chance to vent coming very, very soon. Very, very soon. Because sometimes life literally just makes you go,
are you taking the piss?
It just does it. It happens. It happens a lot.
It does.
And it's good to let these things out, because you don't want to like hold them in and then get a stomach ulcer to get it cut out. You want to vent.
You do. Yeah, it could become a tumor or some shit.
Absolutely. You don't want that.
Get like a second nose on your forehead. No one wants that.
No one wants that.
So listen, you were saying something about your friend was DJing and nearly got arrested.
You don't.
How does that happen?
Well, this is another thing that you don't want to happen. Basically, I was DJing at a club on Saturday night, and then a couple of friends of mine were there. But and then afterwards, so I'd just finished, and apparently what had happened was the security at the end of the night had said to them, "Hey, you guys have got to bounce," and they're like, "No, we're here with Hugh," and he's like, "Yeah, that's fine, but you've got to go out the front and just move away while we clear everybody out of the venue, and Hugh will come out. Well, as soon as he's packed down, Hugh will come out. So if you're cool to just chill out there," and they were like, "Yeah, but we want to wait inside or something." Basically, this whole thing escalated with apparently my friend, all right? Now, I love this person. I'm not going to air him out they know who they are. I love this person, but they get rowdy. They're that friend, you know what I mean? Everybody's got that friend who just gets a little bit loose, a little bit wild. So for me personally, I would really have preferred if they had not, abused the security, basically. I would have really appreciated if they were just going, "Yeah, cool, Hugh's working. This is his relationship with a venue and with a promoter. What I might do is just go wait out the front like the security have asked, and that's cool. We'll just chill. We'll go outside, have a fag or something, and then Hugh can come out when he's ready." They didn't do that. They basically decided to go head-to-head to the point where security were like, "Well, this is potentially a threat."
Wow.
You know, do we need to get the cops down here to resolve this? And the cops are always up and down this this street. It's in... a place in the city, and the cops are always up and down this street anyway, coming into the venue regularly. So wherever they were, they weren't going to be far away, being the point. So by the time I come out, there's this huge fracas going on out the front. There's a fracas, mate, and then basically,
are you telling me there was a to do?
There's a little bit of a to-do, mate.
Shit.
It was bad. So when I came out, everybody was losing their minds at each other, right? And the security have just gone straight up and down. You are banned. You are never coming back in here again. Not to me, to my friend.
Right.
You're done. Go. You're out. You're never coming back again. Mm. And I'm just out there. I've got my hands in my head going, shit. This is really bad. Mm. So this is now reflecting, obviously, on me. Mm. And it's caused a massive problem for everyone. And it's like one of those things, as we were saying, we've all got that friend.
Yep.
That friend doesn't know how to quite pull it in, especially at the end of the night.
Dial it the fuck in.
Everyone's a little bit too loose, you know what I mean? So it was pretty sketchy, but I mean, I've spoken to everyone at both ends now, and the venue are fine, the security are okay. My friend is like, "Shit, I messed up. It's all good. My bad. Da 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 da. Sorry." But me, I tell you what, those friends, I'm sure you...
Listen, everybody's got one. I'd love to hear from the listeners and know who your friend is. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the guy. If you think you've not got one, it could be you, I got a friend and I can't name him because so many of the things that he's done, completely and utterly illegal. I mean, this dude, from way back, would always, if anyone slighted him, he'd just one punch to the face every time.
Oh, damn.
He'd just knock him out.
Yep.
And getting into the world of rap as a youngster, that became a terrifying situation because he would punch people that I was definitely never anything like brave enough to deal with the follow through on, So I would, whenever he'd show up, I'd always be like, "Oh shit.
Yeah.
If it goes down tonight, what am I going to do about it?" Because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Absolutely.
I think most people know that.
Yep.
But he's still very friendly with my brother.
Hang on. How many people have you loved?
Oh, he's hit a lot. If you ask around, we could talk about it off air, but if you ask around, British hip hop people, between 2000 and 2006, there's not many people who got away without being punched in the face by this guy. I was chatting to my brother recently and he was saying, "Oh yeah, this guy has got a job in this clothes shop and it was all going well, and he just got fired the other day, and I was like, oh shit, what happened?
Oh no.
And the floor manager was, it got everyone together and was saying, look, commission's really low because certain people aren't pulling their weight.
Yeah.
Specifically you in the shoe department. And here's a few things that I think could be done to, before you could even get into, to improve your punched in the face. How can you take that to a job like that?
Damn, I know.
So yeah, I hope he's back in employment, but at the same time I almost hope he isn't.
It's such a tough one, you know, like, because, you know, like we were saying, everybody's got that friend that always takes it a bit too far, it gets a bit too trashy, and it's like, if you've known, especially if you've known someone for a really long time, 10, 15,
yeah, because then you've
20
got,
years,
you kind of got to back it,
like, you have to, and you have to be like,
you're going to side with a stranger over your friend that you've known for 20 years.
It's like, really, again? You've done it again, but like, what do you do? You can't.
We're grown men now. I just can't believe I still have friends who settle like minor disagreements with a punch in the face.
I know. Yeah. See, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. But you know what I thought? What Doc and I thought would be the most apt person to give their opinion on this is the one and only, pretty much best friend of the show. I'm gonna prod it out there and say,
yeah, there's no one else.
Pete from Pimlico.
With that level of connection.
Yeah.
There he is. Hello, good sir.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Yeah.
Well, we're doing all right, but I mean, I'm sure, as you would have just heard, you know, a friend of mine who is always that friend that goes a little bit too far got banned from the club where I was DJing on Saturday night, and now it's made me look quite bad, and it was very embarrassing for everyone. So we're talking about that friend that everyone has, and we thought you'd be the man to give your opinion on this.
Yeah, you're right. I'm the man to talk about this. But why is you as a powerful man, why did you not say, he's my friend, whatever he does, you let him in?
Well, because I wasn't even there by then. By then, I was downstairs. I was packing up. I didn't even know any of this had happened. They were basically out the front having this conversation after they'd already been asked to leave. So
Yeah. Because I got sucked in the club once. They go, you can't come in. I go, what? Right. Okay. I've got a text my DJ friend on the decks. He stopped the music. He stopped it live in the club till I'm getting in.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I know exactly, because I've been at the other end as well, where you've got friends playing a gig.
You've been at the other end now. You're filthy bastard, man. You've been at the other end. I've never been that end.
I know what you're saying.
Well, who's the guy in your clique? Who's the guy in your clique that just cannot be trusted? Is it you?
No, he can't go in because he comes out with us a couple of times. He's been with us. He's not even invited. Like, but you know, he's a mate. So he's like, come along then, dude. And we get through the front door. He's got trainers on, isn't it?
Say it again.
But he's got trainers on. It's one of these punchy clubs, Devonshire place or whatever. Okay. But I let him in. Although now I'm old, I like getting turned away from clubs. You know what I mean?
It makes you feel youthful again.
Go for a hot chocolate.
That's a beautiful thing.
But what's some of the stuff this person's done?
What?
What's some of the stuff that your friend has done that's kind of made you all kind of, you know, turn your eyes a bit?
Well, you know, he gets a bit aggressive, innit? He's an aggressive guy, innit? Like, you know, you got to walk around the street, you got to be move out the way. He doesn't move out the way, and he gets. But the thing is, he's not very tough, innit, blood? So he gets punched all the time, and he gets like a thick ear, and you know, a fat lip. He's getting beaten all the time, so he's like walking around like he's tough, and he ain't tough.
So
and
he talks
he
a good game. He wants to, like, he attracts confrontation, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he seems to like getting punched. You know, he's one of them blokes who likes. They like attract it, and I think they get something out of it.
Do you know, I've got a friend of mine. She's back in Australia, but she's like that friend as well. Like every time we'd go out with before it's even midnight, just about every single time we'd be out, she'd be up on a table, she'd dance, she'd break it, she'd fall over, she'd smash glasses, she'd start taking her clothes off. She'd be pretty much every time before midnight, she would be kicked out of wherever we'd go.
Yeah.
It's definitely the same, and she would do it all the time as well.
Yeah, I was lucky once getting thrown out of club. I was getting a skill back. I fell asleep in this club, innit?
Yeah.
This girl pours a pint on my head. I know a friend of mine, right? So I thought, I'll get a pint. I'm about to throw it. I throw it. She moves out the way, it goes over this sort of gangster guy.
Dude, you can't throw pints at people. What are you doing?
She poured a pint on me, right? So I was getting her back. It ended up, like, she moved out of the way. It's going all over the sky. He's like, this was during the Bobby Brown era, you know, back in the 80s. And he's like, he's well pissed off, dripping off his satin shirt in beer. And, you know, it's a bit of a dodgy guy to throw a pint of beer on. Luckily, the bouncer seen it, threw me out. Otherwise, I'd been mincemeat, bud.
Well,
sometimes can be a very good thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always like, you know, just about that person getting too pissed and being aggressive, you know. Or like I've got heaps of friends that are, I think most of my friends.
Hey, hanging out with you.
Exactly.
Hanging with a bunch of fucking.
I've got friends that cause.
I've got another friend who just he turns into a 13-year-old like piece of shit rat over and over again, and he just starts stealing stuff whenever he's out and he's blind. He just steals all this shit. I'm just like, fuck, man.
He's got the Tourette, isn't it?
He's actually one that I was like, I haven't even got his back anymore. I was like, look, I'm just not going out with you. I'm actually not going to hang out with you.
Fair enough.
Don't hang out with the Tourette's, man. You know, get your fakir blood.
There you go.
All right, well, thank you very much, Pete.
It's always
great to have you on the show.
Nice to hear it. You know, what's going on in your lives anyway, blood? You all right, yeah?
We're good, man. Obviously, we're missing Sarah, you know, but we're getting on.
Where's she gone, bud? Where is she? What's going on?
She's claiming exhaustion, which is rock and roll for, I've been to
rehab. Tried to make her go to rehab, and she said yes. She said, I'll have some of that, bud.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, Pete. We'll chat to you real soon, all right, mate?
She's down the Pamela Ewing Clinic, isn't it, bud?
I love your 80s references, man. I hope our fans get them.
See you, Ledge. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Yes. Yes, bud. See you.
Oh, good old Pete from Pimlico. We do love Pete from Pimlico.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
A lot of people feel like Pete is not real. He's as real as it gets.
Well, I mean, a lot of people say, hang on, well, Sarah's not here. Pete was just on the line.
Never see him in the same place.
Are they one and the same?
It's possible.
Hey, very shortly now, we're going to get into Are You Taking the Piss? Don't forget to tweet us at FUBAR Radio. One and only Farrow Monch. We were lucky enough to have him on the show a couple of months ago. You can go and find the podcast for that at FUBARradio.com. And you can catch all of our other shows there as well. It's Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away today, unfortunately. Hey, we're not too far away now from getting into to Doc Breezy's rap about anything. The hashtag. And we've had a few more suggestions come through.
About time.
You can suggest any time what you want, because Doc is going to take one of your suggestions and he's going to write a rap about it for the end of the show, which is about 25 minutes away or so. And yes, as I said, use the hashtag rap about anything. Earlier in the show, if you have just joined us, we were talking about a crazy restaurant owner who screamed at a kid and is trying to ban kids now from a restaurant. So we had Terry tweet before saying that Doc should rap about loud kids in restaurants. We've had Simone from West Ham. She's tweeted us at FUBAR Radio, Doc, love the raps.
Can you do one
about the Sainsbury's meal deals and how they always run out of chicken, bacon, salad sandwiches?
They do. They're the first ones to go.
Are they the best, though?
So glad. Yeah, I mean, Sainsbury's sandwiches aren't the best full stop. Mm. You know, the best are Marks and Spencer's.
Ah.
But I think the chicken and bacon are the best that you can get if you're a meat eater from Sainsbury's. And they're the first to go. If you get that post, like, half one, you're screwed. Forget about it.
Oh, damn.
You might get a chicken mayonnaise. You might get a BLT, but you're not getting chicken and bacon.
Oh, Lord forbid, a prawn mayo. Oh.
Fuck that.
Oh.
Who eats those?
I don't know, but they're there. They keep turning up. Someone must be eating
them. I like that subject. It's getting so late now. I've already started scribbling some rhymes down for one thing. That is a good one. I might try and scribble a few bits down, but it's, you know, time is short now. I've got 25 minutes to get this shit ready.
Let's
see how we crack on. But thank you so much.
We do have one more.
I feel your pain.
Kerry, not sure where Kerry's from, but she's tweeted us at FUBAR Radio, loving the show, guys. Missing Sarah.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope she gets better. After hearing that interview with Jedward, Doc, could Doc rap about sharks?
That's good. And they're dead eyes.
Yeah.
They're dead eyes.
Oh, God. It's just about time now for getting into...
Are you taking the piss?
So this is your opportunity for you guys to let us know what's been taking the piss for you this week. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email tuesdaydrive@fubarradio.com and let us know. We want to know what's been taking the piss for you this week. Doc, how have you been going, mate? Has anything been taking a piss for you, buddy?
Things have been pretty good. Yeah. Things have been pretty good. I mean, sister's taking a piss a little bit because she left me with her dog for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not really a dog lover. But this dog is a pug. don't know if you know about pugs,
yeah,
but they're
pug
just
life.
They're not manly dogs.
Yeah.
They're, in fact, I've got. They jump into things all the time. This one jumped into my daughter's bike basket. It's a hard thing to describe on radio, but I can show you a picture.
Sure.
That's what I've been dealing with.
All right, so I'm looking now on Doc's phone at a little pug that is literally sitting in what looks like an Easter egg hamper,
yeah,
or something
like
that.
Yeah.
Tiny little thing. The whole thing
can't be comfortable.
It's actually squashed in there. It's probably.
It looks like I've forced her in there. I didn't. She jumped in there of her own accord.
I wouldn't put that out public, mate.
I know. The people are, how dare you abuse
Peter,
this dog.
Peter
this
and all
dog
that.
Abuses my life. Like, I don't know if you know anything about pugs. They can't fucking breathe properly. So make crazy noise. I'm trying to watch Orange is the New Black. This pug, like, I can't even hear the dialogue.
Yeah.
The pug, like, and she wants to get on the sofa the whole time. She stinks. I don't want her on the sofa. I'm happy to have her at a distance, you know. Pugs are very loving, and that's a nice thing, but I prefer to have her at a distance because she really reeks. And then 2 nights ago, I'm watching Orange finale, right, season 3, and the pug gets her paws up on the sofa and giving me this pleading look. I said, no, you're not getting up here. So she goes, okay, fine. And she backs up. She actually backs up.
Wow.
Right? Like she's on a motorbike about to do some Evel Knievel shit. And she just runs at the sofa and tries to jump on it and just slammed her face right into the bottom of the sofa. She did that twice. And then the third time, she made it up. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And she wouldn't move from there for like 2 days.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah. And then I have to walk her around the hood. It's just the most pathetic dog for a large man to walk.
Right.
And the attention you get is crazy because half the world thinks pugs are the most disgusting things they've ever seen, and the other half are like want to do selfies for their Instagram and shit, and like worship the ground that the pugs walk on.
Yeah.
It's pug life, yo.
Mate, it is crazy. Like, I've actually tested this theory, like, you know, because they say if you walk with a dog through a park or something like that, is it good for picking up babes?
Oh, there's no question.
There is no question. Because my friends, I don't know what kind of dog it is. It's kind of, I think it might be a Labradoodle or something. I don't know, something like that. But it's a pretty cute looking dog.
Yeah.
And I took it for a walk. Walk through
it's
a park
insane.
And down to a little beach and walk
it's
along
insane.
The beach in Melbourne, and I'm not kidding, I would have been stopped by probably 20 women.
Mm. And you look caring immediately.
Yeah.
You've got sensitivity. You're not carrying a big, like, aggressive male dog.
Yeah.
You got a beautiful little dog. It's well kept. It just says something, I think. It's a statement about your gentler side.
Yeah.
And it works every time.
Yeah.
Unless you got a pug, because, like I say, they split, they create debate. Because they're fucking ugly.
Just going to go straight out there. Pugs.
Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss, pugs? Just full stop. I've got another pet-related one for you. Because, as I said, I just moved to Bow a couple of weeks ago. And living with two flatmates. They're really lovely. Like, total legends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm living with a cat for the first time in... I'm living with a pet, actually. Full stop. I'm going to go pet for the first time in maybe 20 years. I'm going to say, since I was a kid, that was the last time I've had a pet in a house.
Right.
So I'm really, really getting used to it. Now, I think that kind of, especially when you go into a cat's domain, the cat's been in this house for a couple of years, they're going to go a bit weird when you're there for a while. They're trying to get used to you. They're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever it is, no matter where I go in this house, this cat follows me absolutely everywhere and makes the fucking weirdest noises.
What's the noise? Is this cat dying?
Oh, shit.
Maybe you should take it to the vet.
Oh, fuck. No, I didn't actually... It sounds like it's
why
dying.
Why does it follow you?
I don't know. That's the other thing I want to know. Like, why does it follow me? And why does it make that...
That's really weird. Taking a piss.
Are you taking the piss?
I'm definitely taking the piss. Definitely taking the piss.
So is that right up there with what's been fucking with you since the last time I saw you?
No,
what's up there?
That was just a pet related one.
What's up top?
I had a bad. I've actually had a bad one. This is you know, don't get me wrong. I use Uber a lot, and Uber have made it into taking the piss for me before.
Yeah.
Because of some, you know, every now and then there's some very, very skewed things happen.
Mm.
I'm going
two
out there.
Stars.
Thank you very much. No, Doc. I gave no stars.
No stars.
I gave no stars, which is a big thing for me because I'm a people pleaser.
What?
I want people to like me. I'll give you 5 stars even if you're
a
bit shit.
What makes a no star right?
Okay, so this is what happened, right? This is what happened. I was doing a shoot on Friday, right? And then I was coming from Brixton.
coming over to Lovebox because me and Michael Payne were there to interview Cypress Hill and Rudimental, so I was hustling over there. So I wanted to get there as quickly as possible. I was originally going to get the train because I knew the train would take 55 minutes at worst case scenario. So I was like, but I want to get there quicker if I can.
Right.
So I just sussed out with Uber, how long will that take approximately?
Okay.
And they said 25 to half an hour. And I was like, perfect. Amazing. It's perfect. Exactly what I need. Called my Uber. Turned up. I was about a third of the way there after 50 minutes, right? So I'm already pretty much going to be late for my first interview, right? I was about a third of the way there. 50 minutes. Already run up to like 30 quid, 35 quid or something.
Shit.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm saying to the guy, and the guy's like, oh, yeah. We're at least another hour, maybe hour and a half away. And I'm like, are you serious? It's gone from 25 minutes to 30 minutes to now maybe 2 hours?
What?
2 hours? And he's like, yeah. Well, you know, it's roadworks, it's traffic. I'm like, could you at least try and drive fast? He's like, man, I'm not going to endanger anybody here. I'm not endangering anyone.
Played the moral high ground.
And I'm just like, man. So I literally had to, I was just like, just let me out. He's like, we're in the middle of the street. I was like, just let me out. I don't care, mate. Just let me out. And I just jumped out and ran and had to get the tube anyway. Did turn up late. So I emailed Uber and said, yo, this is what's happened. This is bad. And they were like, oh, we're so sorry. We've investigated this and we've decided, yes, we are going to refund you.
Nice.
£4.
£4?
£4. So I still got charged like 30 quid.
Jeez.
And I could have got the tube anyway. Could have got the train, you know.
For like £3.
What the? Uber again?
Are you taking the piss?
Why?
No stars, mate.
Why?
No stars.
That was my biggest gripe this week.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, mate, we've got a stack coming through from you guys already. So, yeah, let's just jump into some here. Tweet us anytime at FUBAR Radio. What has been taking the piss for you?
Let's have a look.
Can we do your Cockney? Can we get Cockney
he's
made
here,
in?
He's here.
Is he here?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he all right? Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
This first one, I think, looks like it's from Freya in Tunbridge Wells. Who says, I overslept my alarm right by an hour this morning and was late for work. Are you taking a piss?
Are you taking a piss?
I don't mean you can oversleep your... Overslept your... I overslept my alarm.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I overslept my alarm. Maybe she slept on top of the clock.
She might have.
I mean, that's what it literally means.
Yeah. You slept
over
it.
Which would muffle the sound.
You slept over... Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Taking a piss.
Yeah.
Again, we do tend to get a lot of emails where it's basically you taking the piss out of your own life,
exactly.
Which I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
It's taking the piss Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, no problem. But that's thank you, Freya, from Tunbridge Wells, and I hope you hear the alarm tomorrow.
Because there has been some like that, hasn't there, where it's been like, oh, I ran out of shampoo or something like that, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Shampoo, are you taking
dude,
the piss?
Sort your shit out.
What?
You know?
Hang on.
Poppy says, a huge guy fell on my lap on the train today because he wasn't holding on to nothing. Mate. My poor lap. Are you taking a piss?
Are you taking a piss?
Definitely.
Poppy,
definitely
I'm really, really sorry about that. I hope it doesn't happen again, but I can't promise.
Do you know what? I've been guilty of this as well, where... You know,
I like laps.
There is... You do. We all do know that about you. Was that... Maybe you. Have you maybe taken advantage of this before and gone, oh, there's nowhere to hold onto on the tube, and then you use that as an excuse to fall on someone, don't you, Doc? Do you, Doc?
Those guys are low, the sort of touchers on tubes.
Yeah.
As I know they exist. I know they exist.
Yeah.
I remember watching Louis C.K. one time and he was talking about how if you accidentally touch a woman on the train, it's really weird. Like you don't even know it's a female behind you.
Mm.
You don't know what body part you're touching. But for some reason, if you nudge her with your elbow and it touches a boob, you know it's a boob.
Yeah.
Even though she could be wearing three to four layers, you could be wearing three to four layers.
Yeah.
There's something about your elbow touching boob. You know it's boob.
Well, what? Because obviously it's a texture thing. But like you know, if you turn around and go, "Oh my god, I'm sorry, I just hit you in the boob," and you realize it's a really tall, very very overweight woman with like potentially like you know, as far as it feels, like there could be three or four boobs along that line of stomach.
Could be back boob.
Could be back exactly. Could be back boob, and then it's worse.
Mm.
It's even worse because you're like, "Oh no, hang on, that's not boob at all."
That's taking the piss.
Are you taking the piss?
Yvette in Manchester. Many women emailing in today, which is
yeah,
nice.
It's good.
Yvette in Manchester says, when your friend promises to meet you to help you sort out some shit and they never show up. That's the end of the email.
Are you taking a piss?
Definitely. Yeah.
It's one of those modern emails, you know. You see them a lot on Instagram and Twitter. Where it's just like that moment when, you know.
Yeah.
And it's minimal detail.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to all kind of recognise. And to be fair to Yvette, I do recognise this. I would say, Yvette, lay down the law.
Yeah.
Lay down the law. It's a promise. Yeah. They've broken it. Some shit needed sorting as well.
Absolutely.
Come on, man.
I know, that's not right.
You're taking a piss out of a vet's life. I feel for you, a vet.
Hey, yeah, we want to hear more. Are you taking the pisses from you guys? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. There actually is tons. We're going to jump into some more in a sec. And get in touch. We've got some real, crackers coming through.
Thanks, guys.
Get into it right after Childish Gambino. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Minus Sarah Love today. It's Childish Gambino, went them. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2.
Hello.
Minus Sarah Love today. Poor sickness, illness, just in general.
Are you taking the piss?
Why did you leave Sarah Love away from the show today? Are you taking the piss? Definitely. Definitely taking the piss.
What else we got in the emails,
oh,
man?
Oh, mate, we got some great ones actually coming
Thank
through.
Thank you so much for your
inputs,
ladies and gents. Mainly ladies.
If you've just joined us, are you taking the piss? We do it each week. You're giving you an opportunity to vent. What's been upsetting you? What's been pissing you off this week? What's been making you say?
Are you taking the piss?
You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. We've still got a bit of time left to get into those.
Tell you what's bugging Laurie in Southend. Who could be a woman or a man.
Yep.
Oh, with a packet of crisps. It was about 4 crisps in a packet.
Are you taking the piss?
Massively, because that was
man,
a big thing.
That's a huge thing. That's it's still going
one.
On.
It's still going on because
who do you write to?
Well, you noticed. I noticed it. I reckon maybe 15 years ago or something like that. That there was just all of a sudden a big drop, and it was literally just all air in the thing.
Profit margins.
It's not
fucking
right.
Potatoes.
It's not right. It's not right.
That are you taking the piss? Thin slices. Wafer thin slices. You get out one big potato.
Yeah.
Loads.
Why? It's like it could not be a cheaper.
How much is one potato worth?
Yeah.
The markup is crazy already.
Yeah.
Like a normal packet of crisps now is like 65p.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 70p even. And then, you know, when you come out, it's Walker Sensations. Yeah. So we can charge 80p.
Well, man, I mean, I even remember like with chips, like, you know, back when I was at high school, like you could say, you know, 5-10 quid's worth of chips. It'd be like enough to feed about a dozen people.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And then now you're getting a cup. You get a cute little cup. You want aioli.
I only started on that shit.
You want aioli? Ooh,
I can't be dealing with like the gastro pubs, you know, where you go in and you get a beer and whatnot, and then you think, you know what, I might have some food. And then your food comes and like it's chips in like a jam jar or some shit, seven chips.
Yeah.
And then some tiny burger on a fucking piece of wood.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking plate with all the food on it. You know? And you charge me 15 quid for this.
Are you taking the piss?
Pretty sure you are.
Where's your plates?
Pretty sure you're definitely
What happened to plates?
Yeah.
And just keep the food at a decent-sized portion. You wouldn't get that shit in the States. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God, I know.
You'd be a riot.
I know, there would be.
Even Darla Nugebauer is serving better portions than that. And she will kill your child.
She will. She will definitely
kill
it. With
her hands.
Yeah.
George in Brighton says, a bird stole my chips when I was at the end of the Brighton Pier at the weekend and scared me and my date. I'm glad he said me and my date, because I thought he was saying like a woman just ran past and stole his chips.
That would.
But now he's saying like it scared him and his date. I know it's actually a bird, isn't it? It's a creature. It's a flying. It's a winged beast.
But I tell you what, man, I am not even kidding you. I went to Zim Brighton a few weeks ago, and I have never seen more terrifying seagulls.
Mate, they're aggressive.
In my life. Like, they are literally, like, you've heard stories of, like, of pelicans, like, swooping down on a beach and, like, picking up a dog and just bouncing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know you could just fit that dog in that chin thing that
they
got.
But, mate, I've been seeing a lot of shit, even in the news as well lately, with these seagulls in Brighton, like, down that way, like, attacking, there was a kid's tortoise or some shit, like a little pet tortoise. And there was like, they all just, they flipped it over and then just pecked it to death.
Yeah.
And another one, they did the same thing
that,
with someone's dog recently.
It's shocking, but it's also the child's fault. Because to bring a tortoise to a seagull infested beach, that's like, you know, it bringing, I don't know, like a gourmet meal into a prison where all they've been eating is slop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You bring in a tortoise, seagull's going to lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
You
this
know?
Is true. This is true. But I mean, those seagulls, they are huge down there. I'm not even
They made the papers
they come to your
about
waist.
A year or so ago, because Holloway Road in North London, not far from where we're sat right now, there was like a swarm infestation of seagulls, and they just like get all the bin bags. They're so strong.
Yeah.
Pull them the fuck out of the bins, rip them apart. And every day people were waking up and the streets were just strewn with rubbish.
Yeah.
And torn bin bags. No one knew what the hell was going on.
No.
Foxes got blamed, as they always do.
Poor foxes.
You poor little guys. Those poor rabid little fuckers get so much grief. It was actually the seagulls.
Mm.
Yeah, there we go.
They're terrifying. And like George was saying there, obviously, getting scared because of the chips. Chips is a big one, too. Mm. Like, I had somebody go up to my friend recently, and she didn't look like she was too affluent. She was asking, obviously, for help.
Right.
But she had a baby, and she just went up to my friend, because my friend was eating some chips, and just said, "Chips for my baby. Please, chips for my baby." Mm. And my friend was like, "Chips to feed the baby? Oh, fuck. Does this lady just want to do a straight up and down swap?
Chips maybe for my baby?" It would make
said.
A lot more sense.
So what she said was
you're
chips.
You're suddenly eating and you've got no dependents
chips
all in one
for
deal.
Baby. Yeah, exactly.
That reminds me, on just near where I live, there's this dude. I saw him a couple of days ago. He always asks for chips.
Yeah.
Homeless guy. Always asks for chips. And, he's been asking for chips for as long as I've lived there. So 10 years, you know. Never asked for money. And a couple years ago, my missus was passing by, he asked some chips, and she said, all right, I'll give you some chips. Give you some chips. And there's this great place called Paradise, run by these Greek guys, a fish and chip bar, and they give you huge portions of chips.
Good.
Like one portion could feed a family of four. It's
good.
Crazy. Great value.
Just one big chip.
And they're good chips as well.
I can ride it. Yes.
He says, "Hey, I'll get you some chips. I'll get you some chips from Paradise right now. It's right here." And he goes, "Oh, I don't like the chips in there."
What the fuck?
Are you taking a piss?
Yeah. Oi, if that ain't taking a piss, I don't know what it is.
Mate, that is massive.
Outrageous. Dara from Essex says, "I was looking at some naughty lingerie on Ann Summers on my phone when I was around my grandparents for dinner, as you do, right? I accidentally put my phone down behind me for a minute, make a drink whilst I was looking at a particularly racy little number, and realised my granddad was standing right in front of my phone. I had to quickly lose it. Sorry, I had to quickly close it. Mortifying.
Are you taking the piss?
You taking a fucking piss?
Oh, God.
Is he saying his granddad, I'm presuming Dara's a man?
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose Dara could be a lady looking at some lingerie for herself.
Or maybe a guy who's not really savvy on abbreviating his name called Darren.
Possibly.
He's called himself Dara.
Dara. Yeah. Dara is a Celtic men's name. It could be. But either way, who's taking the piss? Is he suggesting his granddad's taking a piss by looking over his shoulder at the phone?
Well, yeah. I guess maybe there's a...
I suppose that is
a multi-layered one.
Yeah. He's interfering with his privacy a little bit. But he's a granddad.
Yeah.
He's probably not aware that you can access the Ann Summers website via a phone. He's interested. I can see how that's mortifying. But who's taking the piss there, Dara? I'm not so sure. Let's have a look at Tom from nowhere says, "We're your friend. He's got tickets to Comic-Con, which we all fucking want, and takes his girlfriend, who doesn't even like comics, instead of his best mate, who loves them. That is...
Are you taking
the piss?"
That is actually.
Of all the emails we've got today, that is the clearest sort of piss take.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. Like, if she doesn't like comics, then that's a day for the boys. Surely.
Yeah, definitely.
Surely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's obviously pandering to his girlfriend. Maybe the relationship needs a little bit of a massage, a bit of a reboot. But if she doesn't like comics, she's going to be bored anyway.
Yeah,
and it's a wasted ticket.
Well, I was chatting to a friend of mine on the weekend, right, and she was saying that her ex-boyfriend, right, he'd done something really bad. Don't need to go into the show. It's pretty inappropriate. He did something bad. So he's trying to make up for it by he got her tickets to Love Box last year, right? He was like, "I got you 2 weekend passes, babe, because I'm really sorry. I'm really stuffed up." Obviously, this guy was thinking, sweet, I'll get her this thing. It's a gift for us, for her, for us.
Mm-hmm.
No, she took her best friend.
Wow.
She took her best friend.
Wow.
Good on her.
Fair play. So she's just like, 2 tickets. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. What a beautiful gift.
Much.
I'll tell you exactly how it went down. Check my Instagram.
That's right. You do ever do that shit again?
Are you taking the piss?
Hey, we're not far away now from getting into Doc's rap about
we're
anything.
Close.
Have you? You got your topic? You're all sorted?
Yeah, you know what? We've had a few suggestions and I really appreciate them. I might even do the sandwich thing next week, because I do like rapping about food.
You do?
But I just think it was an interesting topic. It created some debate, and that first suggestion about just rapping about children's behaviour in restaurants, I thought, there's scope here. We found scope. So I've scribbled down a little something. I hope it's good. We'll get into it. Well, sure you, you guys can be the judges of that, you know?
Sure will be, mate. They're always burner. We're always burner. We're going to get into that right after now.
Guys!
You're on FUBAR. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah is away this week, unfortunately.
She'll be back next week.
Friends.
Don't panic.
Do not worry about that at all. We're nearly at the end of the show, which can mean only one thing. It is time for Doc Brown's rap about anything.
It really is that time.
And yeah, we take your suggestions about certain topics each week, whatever you want to hear. And Doc picks one today. He has picked.
I picked the debate on kids in restaurants, you know, and how we feel that we should deal with this subject matter. So I've got a few ideas.
Bang.
That we could deal with. Who should we be shouting out here for the suggestion?
Oh, I forget his name now.
It was an email, wasn't it?
It was an email.
Scroll down to the bottom.
I can try.
Give him a shout out, man.
All right.
It's important that the listeners get some love.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Because they're just such great guys.
Next, they are really great.
Great guys.
Say again. Terry!
Thanks, Tel.
Terry from We Don't Know.
Nice
just Terry.
One, Tel.
Good on you, Terry. Really appreciate it. All right, mate. Let's jump
this
into it.
This one's for you, Tel. Let's do it. This one is going out to all the parents and the people who hate parents. Yeah. Stop producing human beings, idiots. Are we good? Here we go. My kid's amazing. Yours, frustrating. How about debating? I don't want to justify a beating, but in a cafe, I don't want to be disturbed when I'm eating. Here I am waiting to be seated. See this toddler screaming, man, I don't believe this. All I'm saying is if he can't behave, maybe we should consider a purpose-built cage. Mate, then they wouldn't be around you. Padded white floor and the walls could be soundproofed, but made out of glass. So if they start to kick off, you can see them and go beat their ass.
Yes!
And I mean that metaphorically. Find a way to shut the fucker up, cause I gotta eat. Hey, you could put food in the cage, dude. Big bowl of sweets and maybe a cake too. Yeah, get them high on the sugar. Get them going nuts, throwing punches and boogers. Then you wouldn't need music with your food, you see. Get them cage fighting. It'd be like UFC. It might sound like a strange thing, but it would be silent and great entertainment. It's baby caging. Yeah, hey! Baby Cajun. That's all I'm saying. Baby Cajun. Cajun.
Yeah.
Think
what
about
you,
it.
What you know about Baby Cajun? Baby Cajun. What you know about Baby Cajun?
Hashtag Baby Cage.
Ah, you're a legend, Doc Brown. Rap
thank
anything
you very much.
Every week.
What
smashes
a
it. Smashes it out of the park every week, mate.
And we'll be back next week, of course.
Yeah, we will, mate. It's just it's gone too quick today. It really has just flown by.
It has. It really has, guys.
Hey, do you know something else? Doc Brown, I realised just actually we were halfway through the show, which is kind of sad. Today is technically our 6-month anniversary of
the
show. Can you believe that?
Ah, shit. I didn't get you anything, man.
That's right. You said let's go and have a beer after the show, but I don't have my wallet.
Yeah, I don't have my wallet.
We'll go and do that.
But it will be great. That beer is going to taste so good.
All right, that's about it. We're done.
There's no fucking kids in there.
No, there will not be any kids
in there. I'll kill you.
Go to the website.
I'll kill all of you.
FUBARradio.com and make sure you cop all the podcasts. You can see all the shows for the last 6 months.
We'll throw a link up as well for you guys.
Absolutely.
At FUBAR Radio.
Thanks heaps for joining us and we'll catch you next Tuesday.
Love you guys.
Bye guys.
Bye. Bye guys.
Bye.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.